Chapter 4. A few of us who were sufficiently interested went to Davidson for details. These were not many. He told us that he passed to the north of Samburan on purpose to see what was going on. At first it looked as if that side of the island had been altogether abandoned. This was what he expected. Presently, above the dense mass of vegetation that Samburan presents to view, he saw the head of the flagstaff without a flag. Then, while steaming across the slight indentation, which for a time was known officially as Black Diamond Bay, he made out with his glass the white figure on the coaling wharf. It could be no one but Heist. I thought for certain he wanted to be taken off, so I steamed in. He made no signs. However, I lowered a boat. I couldn't see another living being anywhere. Yes, he had a book in his hand. He looked exactly as we have always seen him, very neat, white shoes, cork helmet. He explained to me that he had always had a taste for solitude. It was the first I ever heard of it, I told him. He only smiled. What could I say? He isn't the sort of man one can speak familiarly to. There's something in him one doesn't care to. But what's the object? Are you thinking of keeping possession of the mine? I asked him. Something of the sort, he says. I am keeping hold. But all this is as dead as Julius Caesar, I cried. In fact, you have nothing worth holding on to, Heist. Oh, I am done with facts, says he, putting his hand to his helmet sharply with one of his short bows. Thus dismissed, Davidson went on board his ship, swung her out, and as he was steaming away, he watched from the bridge Heist walking shoreward along the wharf. He marched into the long grass and vanished, all but the top of his white cork helmet, which seemed to swim in a green sea. Then that, too, disappeared, as if it had sunk into the living depths of the tropical vegetation, which is more jealous of men's conquests than the ocean, and which was about to close over the last vestiges of the liquidated Tropical Belt Coal Company, A. Heist, manager in the East. Davidson, a good simple fellow in his way, was strangely affected. It is to be noted that he knew very little of Heist. He was one of those whom Heist's finished courtesy of attitude and